Hello, I'm Pauline Rosen, crime author of 24 crime novels, 15 in the D.I. Andy Horton series. Then I have the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, there are four in those. The Inspector Ryger 1950 set mysteries, where there are three, and two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. All my crime novels are set against the backdrop of the ever-changing sea, primarily on the south coast of England. You can find details of my books on my website at www.romark.co.uk. In this podcast, I'm talking about book titles. How important are book titles in fiction? Are they actually remembered by readers? Well, my years of writing and meeting readers has shown me that readers rarely remember the title of a book, but what they do remember is the main character and the name of the author, particularly if they have enjoyed that book or it is a series of books. However, every book needs a title, and a question that I'm often asked by readers is, how do I come up with one? Well, some titles are like pregnancy. They take months to develop, and even when the novel is finished, I might still have no idea what to call it. When I am writing a novel, I just work on a number system, i.e. it will be D.I. Andy Horton number 16, Inspector Ryger number 4. Unless a title comes to me as I am writing that novel, and that is often quite rare. One example where this happened was in a D.I. Andy Horton crime novel called Dead Man's Wharf. And in this particular case, I had a body on a wharf in Portsmouth where the novel is set, so it was quite simple to come up with that. The location, therefore, and the scene of the murder might also prompt the title of that book. Again, another example, A Killing Coast, again a D.I. Andy Horton novel, when a body is found floating in the sea off Portsmouth Harbour. But the action also takes place around the stunning coastal bays of the Isle of Wight, hence the coast in the title. Then there is Death Lies Beneath, number 8 in the Horton series, when a woman's body is found beneath the sea on a sunken barge just off a disused quayside in Portsmouth. The title of D.I. Andy Horton number 12, Fatal Catch, comes from the opening incident when fishermen discover they've hauled up a human hand. So it all sounds rather gruesome, doesn't it? But I can assure you that although they are crime novels, my novels are not what you would call hard-boiled crime. They are not graphic, they are not overly gruesome, but are fairly easy reading and I hope entertaining reading with lots of twists and turns. So you can see that locations inspire a book title, but the main character's actions can also prompt a title. For example, in my mystery thriller, In for the Kill, the hero, Alex Albury, is newly released from prison after serving a sentence for a crime that he didn't commit. He is out to find the man who framed him and to seek revenge, so he is in for the kill. In Silent Running, which is number 1 in the Art Marvick mystery thriller series, the title describes how Marvick is trying to come to terms with his new career and is silently running away from his past and his emotions. He's been discharged from the Royal Marines, having incurred an injury during the campaign in Afghanistan. So he's really not sure where he's going from here. As it happens, he gets engaged by the UK's Police National Intelligence Marine Squad to work undercover for them. The second in the series is called Dangerous Cargo and is inspired by the fact that the novel involves, well, you've guessed it, dangerous cargo. And I'm not going to say any more about that because I don't want to give away the plot in case you would like to read it. The D.I. Andy Horton novels, the Marvick mystery thrillers, and my 1950 set Inspector Ryger mysteries are all set against the backdrop of the sea. So therefore, there has to be a marine element in the book's title. For example, undercurrent, footsteps on the shore, blood on the sand. So I've incorporated not only the genre, the title has to really reflect the genre, but also that it reflects the setting. With the Inspector Ryger series, I've chosen to go along with another single theme throughout the titles. So we have number one, death in the cove, number two, death in the harbour, number three, death in the nets. Get my drift? So death is going to appear in each of the titles of the books. Now, whether that's the right thing to do or not, I don't know. Only time will tell. But to return to the question of are titles important or more aptly are they remembered? Well, the majority of them are not, as I said earlier. If the book is memorable or it becomes famous or is controversial, or perhaps it is made into a film or a TV series of the same name, then yes, it will be most probably remembered. Or if it is treasured by the reader, then it will stick, along with hopefully the name of the author, but not always. Characters, though, have a far greater staying power in a reader's mind and generate loyalty over a much longer time frame, sometimes even long after the author has long gone. So for example, if a reader likes a character, he or she will go into a bookstore or will look online for which is the next book in the series featuring that particular character. So characters are very obviously extremely important and vital when it comes to remembering a series of books or a book that somebody has enjoyed. Therefore, it's much better for aspiring writers not to get hung up on the title of the book and coming up with a trendy title, but to concentrate on creating a memorable character. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. My books are available in paperback, ebooks, on Amazon Kindle, and many are also available as audiobooks. Thank you for listening.